What's going on, everybody? We are back, the TVK podcast. I'm your host, Sheree, joined by.
Hi everyone, Ashley
I always do the
Sheree
wrong thing, yeah.
here.
So, last week, it was such a short, it was like only 10 minutes because I was like, I can't sit here and talk about myself. So, I just went through the
And
show.
I gotta say too, I had an emergency, y'all. Things had to be handled. I don't play about
Right?
mine. So like I just, yeah, sorry about
Exactly.
that.
That's all right. But I was like, oh, wow, it's so much harder. I know I look so shiny, y'all. I'm getting over a sickness. I have Vicks Vapor Rub all over myself. But yeah. So we have, oh my God, we have so much to talk about.
So much, but though you have a sponsor to get in
Oh my
first,
God,
right?
thank you so much. This episode of the TVK podcast is brought to you by Handful Sports Bra. All the information will be in the description below, 30% off if you use Real Chatter at checkout, and we get a small commission when you use our promo code REELCHATTER. So thank you, Handful Sports Bra. Yay. Thank you for reminding me.
Yay.
So, I mean, let's get with the drama out the way because Matlock is airing tonight. 8:30, they are dropping their season two, and then it's going to go back to their regular time slotted, which is Thursday night. So I don't know why
I don't know why they did that.
they did that with Doc too. So I don't know
Ugh,
what this
that was
is,
stupid too. Because then
but
I was confused.
right. And it's so weird because last year I got Matlock, maybe because it was a new show, but I got like Matlock screeners out the way. I've been asking them for Matlock screeners, and they have not been responding. And
They said nope.
it could be because they've been handling some things on set.
Doop-de-doo.
Billy, and it's so funny. I said this in the TikTok. I was set to interview Billy, that's his character name, David and Leah last season, but they we couldn't get their schedules down because they were filming so much. And now it turns out that David, who plays Billy, has allegedly committed some
Yes.
type of sexual assault against Leah Lewis, who plays Sarah, and
Crazy.
he has been fired from Matlock, escorted off the set Paramount lot by security.
Same day.
Same, I don't, was it the same day or did they conclude an
I
investigation? See,
read
I,
something that said same day, but it could have
yeah.
been concluded because at the end of the day, sometimes people just be talking. So, like, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know. I'm assuming they concluded their investigation. After they concluded their investigation is when they had made the decision to fire him and then had to escort him off set in the middle of filming an episode. It is my understanding they filmed half of season two already. So they
Whoa.
have time to kind of, I guess, kill his
Figure out.
character or recast his character or whatever they're going to do.
Kill him.
But they
Just kill him.
have not, yeah, made that decision, or they have not told the public the outcome of the character that he plays. But what makes this even more crazy is that his wife has decided to go on some campaign and
This one out, Becky.
right, and just go
Sit
after
this out.
Leah, and it does not make her look good. It really doesn't. So my initial thought, I said it on TikTok, and I made a TikTok on the TVK TikTok page about this, like just announcing his firing, and the comments have gone off. There are, of course, men in the comments or bots, I don't know, like blaming Leah, taking his side, or people saying they need to see the evidence. I don't need to see any evidence.
Yeah, I don't need to see
I don't need to
anything.
see any video evidence. I am sure that they have conducted their thorough investigation because they know the consequences of firing someone that is under a contract.
Yeah.
So I mean, and if he wants to battle that in court, that's his decision. They could play that out. I'm just happy
Yeah.
she said, you know, her mom's with
Yeah.
her and she's protected. And I just want to watch Matlock. Like, this is
That's
drama.
it. That's all. But I
What are your
mean, when
thoughts?
news happens, you have to report it. And this was huge. I think
Yeah.
this was something that no one expected. People were just excited about Matlock coming back.
Right.
But also noting that this is not something that just happens out, at a random thought of notice them firing or escorting them off the there has been some things done to actually figure this out. So I mean, for me personally, I'm always standing behind what a woman says
Right.
happened until you prove me
Exactly.
otherwise. And
Exactly.
I said what I said. So you can come and buy if you want to, but I just don't play about SA. I just don't. So and that's just me. And I feel like I've seen other, shows because if we can even go back to the Sophia Bush situation. So if we wanted to, and that was very traumatic for her too. I'm somebody who was a Sophia Bush fan since One Tree Hill. Please don't play. So even finding out the things that she went through, not only on One Tree Hill, but also on Chicago PD, is absolutely apparent. And she didn't have anyone backing her. So
Right.
it is nice to see that, they are actually taking these claims seriously.
Right. Excuse me. Told you I have
Go
this
ahead,
cough.
girl.
I was holding it in. But yeah, that's like, you know, I know it was guilty until proven innocent. But when it comes to stuff like that, and someone is fired, now I can see if he was suspended, he was on temporary leave. No, they fired
Yeah, that
him.
wasn't it.
Yeah, so I'm going to go with their conclusion, what it looks like. You know, they're not offering any other comments. He hasn't said anything. His wife is alluding to it being some type of affair, but you know, what is the wife going to say?
And
Like,
she just should have
she
sh
should have just shut the door.
yeah.
She should have
And
just.
that just got be quiet. That just
Yeah.
goes to show she doesn't really understand like the business and how you just need to like
Apparently she's
don't
an
be
actor too.
talking.
I don't know. Yeah, just shut up. So this man's probably never gonna work again, and his wife is making it worse. So that's all I'm gonna say. I'm looking forward to season two. It's gonna be hard down when Billy comes up because I'm gonna be like, ugh, like it's gonna be so hard watching him.
Yeah.
But
But okay, so even though I know you said, but even to the reality TV news, okay? So Dr. Wendy Osefo and Happy Eddie
oh my God.
Osefo, what? That was like, granted, I know guys, housewives get arrested like a lot.
A lot.
They do. But
$300?
I didn't foresee that with her.
No.
There's a lot more to that. I read a little bit more. So like, she was wearing that big old ring.
Ring that she said was stolen. You're right. Oh, you froze. Hold on, we lost Ashley. Technical
And
difficulty.
she's
Oh, we text her, but she was talking about Wendy. Oh, y'all, I'm gonna text her. We had technical difficulties. I'm gonna text her, but she was talking about Wendy from Real Housewives and how I guess there's more to the story about it just being $300, where she was wearing the ring that she said was stolen in her police report. So we're gonna try and get Ashley back in. And while she's coming back in, so yeah, I mean, it's been a lot of crazy, crazy like news that goes along with these shows. And I think the Real House of Potomac, Ashley could correct me when I'm wrong when she comes back on. I think it just started, like their new season they just got started their new season. So it's crazy. She's coming back in, y'all. So we got her back. Yeah, I was just
I was
continuing.
just
Yeah, about you were saying the ring that she said was stolen was
the
that
ring.
she got caught on photo wearing it somewhere or something like that.
Yeah, she got caught on wearing it on a photo. I believe a couple occasions there were items that they said that were stolen. They actually have proof of them returning them. They did say that the police felt like it was weird because they actually have some type of alarm system, but they saw no motion besides like motion for an Amazon delivery. I'm like, if you're gonna do this, like at least like map it out, like
Like
do
you should have took
something.
pointers from Dorit and PK.
Because they still like get caught allegedly.
Allegedly,
Allegedly. So
allegedly.
you
Yeah.
can't tell me that they wasn't doing something allegedly. I'm
Allegedly.
sorry. Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody was like, somebody was tweeting like they was like, well, maybe Dorit ain't as stupid as we used to think she is because she ain't get caught allegedly. So I was just
Allegedly.
like,
We have to say allegedly because y'all gonna make it to style this little podcast. I don't have no money.
okay,
Allegedly.
we won't be posting no more.
Yeah.
Like
Right.
that's how it's gonna go.
Allegedly. This is all allegedly.
Allegedly, you see
Matlock's
how I say
allegedly.
three times
Yeah, this
too.
is allegedly. We're just.
So,
Yeah.
but that was crazy. And then also some people were like, they were upset because Karen Hooger, who just got
Oh, she
released
got
for
released.
her fourth DUI, and the judge said, we've had enough of you, so you going to jail this time. Her best friend Cookie actually responded to like Nika, who's a former housewife, like, oh, and all her jewelry and her rings are accounted for. I said, Miss Cookie, sit this out. Because no one is talking to you. Like at the end of the day, like Wendy hasn't done anything to them group of ladies, and low key, I see them like kind of pouncing. And this is also what I don't like. You've never liked Wendy. Let's call it a spade a spade. You've
Yeah.
never liked that girl. And this is your chance to go toe to toe. People were even saying that Ashley was saying stuff. Girl, I wish you sit down. You like low key, Candace was right calling you a court Corcubine. Like, you was the one who had your white husband, had two kids, you were able to land that money allegedly. So now you have your kids paid for and everything like that. You don't got to worry about it. So don't come in here talking about her. Granted, do I think what Wendy did was right? Absolutely not. Like, come on, let's be for real. But what y'all not gonna do is come over here and pounce on her when she actually supported Karen. And so that was just weird to me.
They need it for a storyline, but easy on the white husband. The second time I had to tell a friend, because I had a friend on TikTok, a guy, he was talking about 911, which we'll get into. And he was like, dang, Athena love her some white men. I said, easy on the fetish for white men. He started laughing.
See, what happened was, you know how sometimes you just be talking to black people?
I
Like,
know. It happens to me all the time.
least you
I'm
got
just
a good
joking.
one.
I'm just
Your
joking.
husband ain't gonna leave you like or be cheating around like Ashley's husband did.
Oh my God. He's actually, I'm blurred out for the go I'm watching on YouTube, but he caught my cold, so y'all might see him moving on the couch because he's sick. But
Oh
yeah.
my God.
But yeah, it's I like it's gonna be a topic of next season. It's gonna be a topic of the reunion, whatever, whatever. But if
Of
like just get over
course.
it's th like $300. I'm like, there's gotta be a way she could get this dismissed. Like,
Yeah,
there's gotta be a way that she
but
doesn't
there's
have to
some
see porn.
felonies, I believe, too. Some felonies, some misdemeanor. I think it's because of how expensive everything was. I believe that the more expensive it is, the more higher the charges. So I think that's like what's going on. But there would be more talks. And also, really quickly,
She just got sent in my
Diane Keaton,
pickles.
y'all.
She's Oh, rest in peace, Diane Keaton. Yeah. I was
Now,
like,
I
let me
had to go
watch
watch
Father.
Baby Boom and First Wives Club,
Father of the
okay?
Bride, Father of the Bride. Yeah. Like
All of that
that
stuff.
woman made menswear on women. In my eyes, started
So
that.
good,
Yeah.
yeah.
I'm not sure who did.
Tailored.
Yeah. But growing up, I also saw her in was menswear and I thought it looked so cool. So yeah, that
Sometimes it
was.
was tailored, but even a big look, it still looked good on her. I was so shocked when I heard about Diane
Because
Keaton
she was
die.
still young,
And yeah,
79.
79 to me it is young. My
To me, it's
father is in
young.
his 70s. Like it is young. It's just like somebody in their 50s or 60s passing away. So like, and she was just such a mainstay. Like for me, one of the first films I saw her in was Baby Boom, and I just thought it was such a cute little film growing up. So like, I love that movie. And please don't talk to me about the First Wives Club. That's why I don't really deal with male-centered women as it is. So like, I
But
loved it.
yeah, that was sad. Rest in peace. Like I said, I loved her. I remember just watching her father, the bride, growing up. But what I was saying about Wendy earlier before, I was like, all she gotta do is say that ring is a replica, because I know rich people do that all the time. They make replicas of their jewelry. That's what I would say. I mean,
But it's you know what, Ashley, don't listen.
let's get into some of the TV shows though, because I actually, since the first time that Bobby died on 911, I watched the season premiere of them in space. Did you watch?
I did, and I'm sorry, I'm just
It was
not,
corny.
yeah, like it feels too out of this world for me, like space, like come on now.
It's getting too ridiculous. Even when I saw the posters, the key art, and the promo, I'm like, really? It's space, and now they're gonna have a meteor shower or something like that. And I feel like it's just got beyond ridiculous to the point that it's just satire. And I'm like, you can't say you killed Bobby last season to make the show real, which I understand. You're going to lose firefighters and cops. Yes, you want to make it real, so you kill Bobby. But then the next season, put a 911 paramedic and a cop in space. Like, what are they supposed to freaking do? Like, that
Yeah,
doesn't
like
make any sense.
it's not believable and it's not real. Okay, so Kelly Ripa's husband Mark comes, all my children, y'all, comes in, and then it's just like, oh, he's rich, so he wants to send him to space. So it just doesn't seem plausible to me. Even him getting swallowed by
By
the
a
whatever that
whale and
was.
still getting reception to call.
Yeah, like that doesn't even. I was just like, okay, y'all. So like, that's where they're steady losing me. The only thing that really got me is when Athena and her children had their moment, but still, the way they was talking to her was
I was gonna
absolutely
say,
insane.
I was gonna say, you know what else is real? 18 or not, you do not drop out of high school, work at Starbucks, and your mom is just like, Oh, what? Don't talk to me like that.
She
And
would have
especially an
like reached
Angela.
over there and drawn them like
Especially an Angela Bassett mom. Like she never played with them like that about how they wouldn't talk
ever.
to her. And you just go, I dropped out of high school because Bobby died because your stepfather passed. No shade to stepfathers. My husband is one. But like no, like no. He was like, well, I'm 18. Okay, get your ass back
Okay.
to school. Like, I don't care.
Yeah.
You 18
Or go
or not.
back
What are
with
you
your
talking about?
dad. Like, you
Or
know what
go
I
back with
mean?
your dad. Yeah, like
Like,
I'm
I'm
a
done. And that just
cool.
felt like,
Where's
and this is
Michael?
someone who had to work with grieving people. I understand what I know, everyone grieves in their own different ways. And it just felt like people are low key like rushing Athena, or they feel like she needs to be doing things, but like she is also grieving her husband. Granted, May was right. She isn't the only person that loved and lost him. But like, let's keep it real. That was her husband. There
Right.
is a difference there. Like, you know, she has to go to bed alone without him now. Like, she has to, you know, he's not working in the same spot. She can't go
Right.
to the firehouse anymore. It brings up too
And
much memories. Like,
right.
I feel like it's different for her kids. Like,
And then it's like
not
also,
diminishing their grief though.
and then also like he just lived with the sister. Like none of this is making sense. You could tell this was written by writers that don't understand the culture within a black home. I'm gonna just call it what it
Oh,
is,
talk about it.
which is kind of so confusing to me because Angela Bassett has an executive producer credit, but not really, because I remember I told you I talked to Christian from Leverage, and he was saying like a executive producer credit really just be a credit. They really don't be having nothing to do with the show half the time when the
Why is this
act
a way to get more money,
yeah
right?
when the actors are late yeah are executive producers, so I can understand that maybe she just has that executive producer credit to get money, more money. And I'm like, there's just no way, like none of this is believable. So I
At
may,
all.
and it's so sad, I may be giving up on 911 period, because I watched Nashville and that
And
was
what
the
did
most
you do?
corniest shit.
I fell asleep on it. I did. I did. And
What is
it
the
feels
point
like,
of this show?
can I just say, it feels like what 911 does is they take an irrelevant old white
Actor.
actor and then put them in, you know, then this is pertaining to their spinoffs, because at the end of the day, if we're keeping it a buck, Bryan Cranston can always get another job. Like Krauss, that's how it's Krauss, Bryan Krauss, like he can always get another job. He's like really revered, I feel like. And all his roles are meaningful and impactful, usually. But was it Rob Lowe and Chris O'Donnell? Bro, I ain't seen y'all in the show in a minute, but I do know Rob Lowe got another show coming. But I mean, like,
Well,
let's
Chris
just keep it real.
O'Donnell, didn't he just do NCIS or whatever with LL Cool J for like 20 years?
But that's like
Yeah.
CBS. That's like the
Yeah.
geriatric channel.
Excuse
Like my, you know, my grandmothers and great
me.
grandmothers and my
A
dad watched.
lot of
Like,
old people on CBS.
yeah. Besides, like,
Matlock.
you said Matlock and Ghost. I,
Yeah.
you know, and my stories. Like, that's it.
Yeah. But I watched it and I was sitting here watching it thinking, and I said it on my TikTok, we just left one country city, Texas, where they are, Austin, following a father and son duo firefighter to go to like hop on a plane and go to another country city of Nashville to watch another father son duo firefighter team. Like, it's just,
Yeah.
what was the point of canceling Lone Star then? Like, I
That,
just don't understand it.
I think a Midwest state would have been good, or even like Cali,
Yeah.
like that would have been
Well, they're in
fine too.
LA. The main show's in LA. So I
Oh, they
said,
are?
yeah,
Oh,
I
that's right.
said they should have did Miami or they should have Hawaii.
Hawaii. Ooh. Not Hawaii, because of that high five
Yeah, there's a
rescue
lot of Hawaii.
crap.
So, yeah, but I'm
Yeah,
like,
Miami would have been good, because
yeah,
that would
and
have been
then
different.
the girl from Lone Star is originally from Miami, Marjan or something, and they could have like
Oh.
tied her in and she could maybe move back to Miami and like did the firehouse. But like, I just, the only good actors on there are Chris O'Donnell and I'm always gonna call her Arizona from I think her name's
Janet
Blythe on this.
Capshaw, like, and that's
Yeah.
Steven Stillberg's daughter or stepdaughter or something
Yeah.
like that.
But I think her name is Blythe on this. And then it's
Oh.
like the guy that's playing Blue, the long lost son, is not an actor, he's an influencer that got hired. So it's like they
If you
like
guys
that's
could see my eyes bug out.
yeah, that's what they're really doing. And this has been a conversation where they are hiring influencers now. Cause Addison Rae was in Monster with Ed Gein instead of actors. And you can tell that man
Yeah.
doesn't act. And they did a quick chemistry test with a black girl. that plays guitar. I saw,
Yeah.
remember she was like, "Hi, I'm Taylor." He, I was like, "Ooh, they're probably gonna do a thing where maybe she's crushing on him, but that's just gonna be like little sis for him.
To
But she's
him,
gonna
yeah.
like her, he's she's gonna like him." And you know already they got shippers on Twitter because we know
Of
why.
course. Of course.
Blah, blah, blah. Yes, we know why. And so I'm like, this is I did not like it at all. Even when they got to the disaster, I'm too busy writing the review to even really like pay attention to the disaster, talking about how much I don't like it. So I don't see this going past two seasons, honestly.
Ooh, damn. And
It's
I feel like they
horny.
tried to do it a little bit different by having you get engrossed in a family story first, but it still didn't work for me.
Leanne Rimes
Sorry.
can't act, so I mean, I'm being super honest. Like,
Yeah.
they are still supposed to send us screeners. They want our honest opinion on stuff. So I'm not gonna like
Yeah,
blame
sugarcoat
paint,
it.
sugarcoat it to the networks to get the screeners,
But
like the interviews. It sucks.
you right. I
Yeah.
don't sugarcoat ish when I'm talking about my story, so I
Nope. Y'all
completely
sure
get.
don't, because I'll be sitting there and I know the Beyond the Gates people read our stuff. It's Jazz writes three cats, and she'd be like, "Actually, be on too much," and I'll be like, "Ooh, God, sin," especially because you know the actress speaking. Be like, oh my God.
Listen, but I always say this is the thought of Ashley Sheree. I
Yeah.
always
I'm gonna have to
say
start putting these are Jazz's thoughts because you know
that.
they watch us heavy on the soap wire tip. So I'd be like, oh well, this is their thoughts. Like I'm not gonna edit it out. You know what I mean?
But
It's gonna be
also,
authentic.
BTG needs to know. Because, like,
Right.
I'm just want to state they have some amazing stuff, but then they also have some not so good stuff. So, if I can flame General Hospital and Bold and the Beautiful, I can flame my black people too. And that's just what
Yeah.
I stand by. So, hopefully, they know it's still all love.
It's still all love. I love 911, man. I have been watching since season one, bro. But like, this was corny. This was a misstep. I do not care about the revenge family plot that's going to be
Yeah.
wrapped up by the end of the season. They're going to welcome him with open arms, and the two
Yeah.
brothers are going to be brothers. Like, we know what's going to happen. We
They're
know
gonna
what's
go
going
through
to
a
happen.
traumatic event where
Yeah.
they're stuck together and they have to work together to
Together to
get
save the
out. And
father or
dad is
something. Like, yeah.
so upset. And oh God, my boys, they made it.
We already know where this is going. It's 911. It's so predictable. And that's another thing with the flagship. It has been what, 9 seasons we're on 911? And Buck still gets mad when someone gets close to Eddie. And it's Eddie and Hen. You acting like it's somebody. Even Robbie was like, bro, y'all have all worked together. What are you talking about?
What are
Like, what
you? Because who was it like now?
is
Hen and the
Yeah.
dude, okay. But Timmy looked like he low key felt a little bit in some type of way too, though. But I'm like,
Like, when are these people going to evolve after 9 years? When is Buck going to grow up?
that's he connects more with his sister's children than adults.
Right? And it's like, if y'all are just going to put these people together so those fans can shut up, just put Buck and Eddie together so the fans can shut the hell
Yeah.
up. Like, because I'm so sick
Because
of it.
you know that's what they want at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Y'all had Buck be bisexual, which I can actually see. The
Yeah.
only one is like with Eddie, that
That
one
would
I'm
be
like,
weird.
yeah, that's the only one I'm like, there's been no inkling of him being bisexual. So
Yeah.
that's like the only thing. If anything, they should have started that a couple of years ago with just a thought instead of like with Buck, like I said, I could see. We also gotta talk about Grey's Anatomy,
I was
which
gonna
I
say, let's
know
get on
low key
Grey's.
you didn't watch low key, did
No, I
you?
watched it and I just knew Link Ass was gonna die, and it wasn't Link, it was
Me
somebody I
too.
didn't care about.
I thought he was dead. I thought that man was dead as a doorknob.
I was gonna be so happy.
You couldn't tell me that Link was not dying. So when he actually made it, I guess they did surprise us in some way because we all thought he was dying.
Yeah.
Like anything that I've seen people talk about, they're like, "Oh my God, he made it!" But besides him, the number one was Owen.
And
People are
nothing happened on.
mad.
Owen made it out without a scratch on him.
Not a lick
Would
of
you
not nothing.
please die, bro?
Oh,
Like,
he needs to go back with his real love of his life, Christina. I keep
Christina.
saying this. Nobody
And
loves
they
him.
broke up. He said
That's what
he's
I was
gonna
just
move
about to
into a
say.
hotel. And I'm like, of course you are, because y'all are boring vanilla. No
Yeah.
offense. I love
Y'all
white on
don't
white
work.
couples. Yeah, but they don't work.
They just don't. Somebody also was like, oh no, I forgot. I lost it. But anyways, I could low see Teddy has more chemistry when it pertains to a woman. I
Yeah.
gotta state it. Like any woman that she's paired with, that's why low-key I need Sophia Bush to come back because I thought that they had Kim.
Yeah, it was
Even
cute.
Sherry Sh a Skimmer or Skime, the black woman who was on One Life to Live and Sunset Beach, and basically too, like that was her first love and she died in 9/11. Even she
Kamar De
didn't finish
La'Rell's
school.
wife.
Yes, may he rest.
May he rest, yeah.
Even they had Kim. So I'm like, well, sis,
I
maybe
just, he's like, I'll go stay at the hotel. I'm like, would you just go back to Scotland? Because he's Scottish or
no, go find your real wife. Go find Christina. Like she
please.
needs it.
And
Please
then
just go.
I'm like,
Know your mind.
Beltran is gonna
Oh,
send
Beltran.
Amelia into a spiral that Maggie has to come next week. I'm like, okay. I can't
Okay.
even name five things Beltran did, but okay. Beltran,
She
Beltran.
wasn't even
That's
on that long.
what I'm saying. Like, I don't
Like,
care.
why would we care? And do go about to get with Jules. I really don't care. The only thing that I really care about, I always care about
Lucas.
Bailey, Meredith, Richard Weber, and Debbie Morgan's character, Catherine Fox. Like those are my four. And then the other one would be the triangle between Lucas, Simone, and the new boy.
And you know what's about to happen there, because he don't know who she slept with, so he about to bond with the dude she slept with, and then go find out it was him. Like, this is so predictable writing, and I hate when a show could be so predictable, but we know this is
Grey's
what
Inn used to
happened.
be predictable. Your
It
mouth used
never,
to be on the floor,
never used
like.
to be predictable. Yeah. So now we about to know. I'll be shocked if they don't do that, but I wrote it in my review. I'm like, he's gonna befriend the new dude from Grown-ish, and he's gonna, and then they go, he gonna find out it was them that slept together, and he's gonna be heartbroken. Yeah, but I'm
I
tired of
mean,
her. She's on again, off again. Like, girl, make up in your mind. Do you want your hair
I
long? Do you want to
suppose.
shave? Do you want this man? Do you not want this man? Like, would you make a decision?
My first thought was like, damn, sis, that's gonna be hard once that shit start growing out. Like
It looks, I'm like, is this supposed to be growing out like this? Or is like this a wig?
I don't even know what to do with it. Cause even like I think I had a part shave, but that is hard. Like I've shaved
It's
off my
hard.
whole head, y'all, and I don't mind it and I'll
Yeah.
color and everything. But like it's hard. Once that weird growing in phase happens, that is
Right, because
hard.
it's like she keeps shaving it, obviously, because this part done grown in. So I'm like, what do you want with your hair? And like, I just can't tell, but it looks good on her. I couldn't do it.
Yeah, it does look good on
It does
her.
look good. I'm just saying, just pick a style, because it's like
Yeah,
half up,
maintain
half this
it.
driving me nuts. But like,
And it's
yeah.
also like realistic. Sometimes I'm like, girl, you need another cut or whatever. But I'm like, okay, she is also a doctor and life is busy, so she probably wouldn't have the time to do it. I'm
I did,
paranoid.
yeah, but I do. I've seen that hairstyle on people, and so it looks nice. I know we're running out of time really quick. So, Brilliant Minds, did you watch?
Yes, of
It was kind of crazy. Was it the one where she thought she was on a reality show? Like, I never know where I'm
Yeah.
at.
It was the one
Yeah.
with the autism,
Oh,
who wasn't able to verbalize.
yes. And they thought he pushed his caregiver.
Yes, which he
Yes.
didn't. He was trying to save her. But I'm sorry. The what grinds my gears is knowing that that girl told on Dr. Pierce. Like, I wanted to literally reach
Dana.
through the television and F her up. I was pissed.
And
Like,
I thought she for, and then she said she didn't regret it, but I thought she maybe regretted it after Erica told her the reason why she's mad that she got told on, because like she said, Wolf, the white guy whose mom ran it, he'd get away with anything, but the minute a black doctor do something, it's time for them to go. She made such a great point, and that, and Dana is a person of color,
Yes.
and she still was like, well, I don't regret it. And I'm like,
And
see?
I really wanted, the other girl to like say so. I know she was shocked, but I really wanted her to like say something. I do feel like Brilliant Minds does go there in some aspects, especially with that conversation that you just mentioned. So I'm hoping she really does talk to her about what that looks like, because at the end of the day, Dr. Pierce was also in a very hard position. That lady kept coming to her. What was she supposed to do? She told she couldn't do it no more. But then I don't know, people sometimes play on emotions, and maybe she was just too emotionally connected to that patient to really say no. But also, like you said too, Dr. Wolf be going overboard and doing whatever the hell he want to do, and it gets to be a free pass for him because of his mama. So I'm like that didn't sit well for me. But also, what the hell is going on? 6 months later, she's actually
Yeah, we
leading.
still don't know what's going on with that. Like, why he is going to end up in this hospital. It's such a good mystery. This is a
Yes.
good medical mystery. Along with Doc, where
Yes.
we now start to see the cracks in the friendship with Felicity Huffman, college scam mama. I'm always call her college scam mama. I knew something was behind that phony Botox smile, bro. Like, I knew
Because she has MS,
something.
right?
She has MS, and I think she doesn't want, her to remember that she has MS, because then why would she be able to do this job? And then
Yeah.
now she's sitting here not letting her, she's like, some of y'all not gonna make it. And she's like, you're included in that, girl. You're keeping my seat warm. I told you, you're keeping my seat warm. So
Exactly.
there's like a lot going on with Doc.
And also, so like even with her black psychiatrist doctor friend, she can't stand Felicity Huffman's
I know she
character.
can't, and
He
I
was
feel
cutting
her.
her up.
She was like, that's my patient, get out of my face. And then she's also like, but
Yes.
why are you not telling me? She's like, you're telling her. So I'm like,
Yeah.
what happened there?
But
That
yeah,
poor wife, that poor wife, she know her husband don't love her. Like, girl, just leave.
Yeah, like girl, it's up. Time is up. You got the baby and all. I mean, at least you got a kid out of the mix. Like he
Right?
had to stop himself from even responding to her. He
Send
don't
her
love
some
you.
extra. Yeah, he had to delete. Oh my, come on. And she's like being real flirty with my boy. See, they gave out to
Womp
get back
womp. Whoop-dee-doo.
Why the my other girl, I kind of like her though. Mitra, I don't know
Yeah, I
everyone's
like her
names.
too, the one who likes the young boy too
Yeah, she
as
was like, oh,
well.
let's go to the baseball game. And he was like, nah, I got my daughter. And she was like, but I thought, and then she caught that look and she was like, okay, that's
Okay.
so embarrassing, bro. Like, give it up, girl. That's so That was emb I felt secondhand embarrassment for her. She caught that quick.
Gladly she took him was like,
She took it with a chin. She was like,
okay.
next time. Yeah, at least she didn't
Yeah.
crash out, because I would have crashed out like, oh, y'all back together.
Yeah.
Like,
Word. How she treated you, and I've
yeah.
been there standing by your
Yep, I
side.
would have crashed out right in that meeting. They'd have been like, I would have went off,
Y'all
bro.
okay?
Yeah. They would have popcorn because I'd have went off, bro.
Word.
So it's
Oh.
interesting. It's about to be a whole freaking dynamic with the two of them rivaling against each other. And then TJ, maybe TJ gonna fall for Matra because they've been teaming up a little bit lately. So
I've noticed that too. I appreciate him having his own little B story too this
yeah,
week. So that was
he's the
cute.
only black person. Oh no, Gina. I was gonna say, he's the only
Gina,
black guy.
yeah.
Was she
Which I
Spanish?
maybe she might be
Yeah,
both.
yeah, yeah.
But the thing that I do, I feel like the stories is mostly centered on the main doctor, So I kind of like appreciate that. I feel like the other ones are not really the main, even though like they have the main casting. It's just really like this is about her story, where she's going, how she's trying to remember, and if she wants to be the better person that she was, or
Earn a
when she gets her
bitch.
memories back, go back to being that evil,
I think she's gonna
biatch.
have a healthy mix of both. And that reminds me, I gotta look up when the Pitt is coming back, because
Oh
that's when that
yeah.
comes back, that's blowing all these medical shows. After all, I cannot wait for the
Word.
Pitt. Cause I heard the black girl that we got mad that left, I heard that she is like really like
Into some stuff.
a weirdo. Yeah, you gotta look her up.
Oh.
I don't wanna misquote, but I read somewhere that she is a weirdo, and she is she maybe didn't like she's a nasty on set, and she maybe didn't like the abortion storyline because she's like
Oh.
pro life and all this stuff. Not saying pro life is weirdos, but I'm just saying she does some weird stuff. But
Yeah,
yeah,
but this is how I always feel. If
I
fans
believe
have to
abortion is really sad.
separate the character from
Yeah,
The real person, shouldn't
we
you
got to
be
do it all
able?
the time.
Yeah, you should be able to do that too. Like, I'm able to decipher. I know the character's name, but I also know the person who plays them, and I know what's real from. You won't see me coming into a supermarket like Candler Masterson was in and me yelling at him because I don't like what he did to Michael and he plays Drew. Like, that looks crazy. What am
That
I
is crazy.
doing?
That is crazy. I
And
mean,
people
all
do
that's
that.
allegedly, I don't know, but that's what I had read about. Somebody had posted it, and I was like, I don't know if that's true, but maybe that could contribute to why, creative differences that they got rid of her character.
Exactly.
But they could have recast her, but like, that's what
Yeah.
this makes me so mad. That's why with Billy on Matlock, I know we're running out of time, so I think that's all the shows, though, right?
Yeah, that's all you
Okay.
want.
Well, Billy with Matlock, he's such an consequential character. I
In
really don't care. He could just fade into the back. Like, I don't care. Like, what did that? I mean, what did his
into
character
the
really bring?
background.
Yeah, like, what did he really bring? Nothing.
Nothing. I
Nothing.
mean, he was running around with Lewis's character trying to figure out how to, get the cases done for Maddie.
Yeah, like, it
Like,
was like nothing. At least Sarah had that little, very small arc where she was going to try to find out what Maddie was. What secret she had or something like that, and then decided to stop. But yeah, so that was TV this week. A lot of like behind the scenes craziness with the Housewives and
Yeah, we had to
Matlock.
talk about that.
We had to talk about that. Like, you can't have a TV podcast and not talk about the hot.
It's
Those were the
everywhere.
biggest stories this week. So yeah, so we'll be back, of course, next week, y'all. Thank you so much for listening and
Thank
watching. And
you.
also, I'm just gonna put it out there, please, yo, we need like more critics and writers and reviewers and podcast hosts. We don't have to just be two people. So if you feel like joining, you want to talk, get your point across, go to thetvcave.com, click Meet the Team, apply, really easy, and welcome to the team.
Especially for Soapwire too.
Especially
We need
Soapwire.
something for Young and the Restless, y'all.
Yes, we need a lot of soap fans, because I know mostly soap fans that watch this stuff.
Yeah.
So, because that's who knows us, and we really, really love you guys. So, like, if you want to talk soaps, I'm telling you, come on, it's fun if you have the extra time. I know everyone's busy with lives. So, that's it, y'all. Thank you again, and we'll see you next episode. Bye.
Bye.